now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, a change of plans for this week's show. Originally, we intended to bring you a comedy special, but late last week, after the show had been programmed and distributed to our syndicate stations, news came through of the passing of one Robert Drazen, the movie and TV music composer, and of course, the man behind Voodoo and Voodoo 2 Exotica albums. His good friend and Tiki author, Jeff Chenault, is going to be stopping by to talk about his great friend. Got the Water Swing gig guide on the way, and we're talking about how to live an authentic vintage lifestyle and some of the difficulties around that for the 21st century. Right now, Barry Adamson now and the Big Bamboozle on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation, Langley to Coop Cooper with the Satin Chaps brand new music. That's a new song called Hard Drive, and we'll be talking to the guys in the coming weeks. Jeff Chenault joins me on the show this week to talk about the passing of his friend, one Robert Drasnan. An amazing TV composer, music composer, the man who put together Voodoo back in the late 50s, and then he had a whole bunch of tracks ready to go for Voodoo 2, but at the time it never happened. And then 2007, it happened. He passed away just last week. Jeff's on the line. Jeff, this is certainly quite devastating for both you personally and for the Tiki community.
Oh, yeah, I was devastated.
And tell us a little bit about the time that you spent with him, because you knew him for a long time, didn't you?
I've known Bob for 16 years.
Wow.
I first met him at the Fine Line Music Cafe in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hmm.
He was actually performing Voodoo live. It was the first time it was actually ever played live with the Minnesota Contemporary Ensemble. And Skip Heller was involved in that, and DJ Bonebreak also.
Right. I've spoken to DJ, actually. He's a lovely guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a nice guy. So that was the first time I have actually ever met Bob, and we have been friends ever since.
What an amazing career this man had. I mean, you know, in the Tiki scene, we know him from the Voodoo album. And that in itself, Voodoo 2, was an incredible story as well. But an accomplished, which we'll talk about in a moment, but an accomplished career around that. I mean, that was only a small part of his life, but yet a big part late in his life.
Yeah, it was a big part for Bob because, it was the Tiki community that basically encouraged him to compose Voodoo 2.
Mm.
And he had already had songs that he had worked on from back in the original Voodoo session days, and then he wanted to work on new stuff as well, and Voodoo 2 was the end result, man.
Mm. Incredible. Tell us a little bit about what he talked about his other career outside of that, because he had a very successful music career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't talk to him too much about his music career other than the Voodoo stuff. Basically, we hung out as friends every time we went out somewhere. I mean, we went out for Mexican food. We would go out to breakfast together. You know what I mean? I didn't really pick his brain too much because I knew this guy was just a musical genius.
Mm.
And I knew he composed music for some of my favorite television shows like Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea and Lost in Space and Twilight Zone. And I mean, and the list goes on and on. So he was just one phenomenal musician. But we didn't talk about it too much. I mean, we were basically friends.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the man himself. I never got a chance to talk to him, but clearly he was a great friend of yours. What sort of guy was he?
He was just a very quiet, gentle man. I mean, he really was. He was always well reserved. And I've never seen him raise his voice. He was always just a really nice guy. And we clicked from the day we met, and we just really enjoyed each other's company. We liked talking about life in general. And, we just stayed in contact for 16 years.
Mm.
And, you know, the big thing was when we hung out together at the Hookie Lao as well, both the 2005 and the 2007 Hookie Lao events. He just loved those. He really, really did. I mean, it was just, it was amazing to see that guy light up when he had a standing ovation after playing, you know, Voodoo and Voodoo 2 in front of a huge, giant, appreciative, crowd of people. I mean, that was the best moment for me was when he just lit up like a Christmas tree because all these people just appreciated his music.
Yeah.
You know?
I suppose it was kind of.
He thrived on it.
I suppose it was kind of a long time coming. I mean, he, you know, when people, you know, found out about him, and then he was, you know, he decided to put Voodoo 2 together. I mean, this is quite a long association with the tiki community. That I gather he knew a lot of people, I would imagine, through you and through the music.
Yeah, I mean, he met a lot of people through the Hukilau event. Mm-hmm. Christy White, definitely, for hosting Bob, and James Teitelbaum. Otto von Stroheim had him at Tiki Oasis, you know, a few years ago. So he got to meet, you know, a lot of very interesting people.
Mm.
And, you know, it was just... He was just so excited to see people that really loved his music.
Yeah, yeah. Look, a real loss to the tiki community, a real loss to the world, and certainly, I know for you, a real loss to you, so my commiserations there. But I think the world is a better place for knowing. Robert Drasnan, indeed.
Oh, definitely, definitely. He influenced a lot of people, a lot of musicians that I know that came to those Hukilau events. I mean, they were just in awe. They were like me, you know, for the first time seeing this stuff with a larger orchestra being played live. You know, I mean, I was just, you know, jaw to the floor.
It's a dream come true,
you know, going, wow. And a lot of musicians, you know, had come up to me and go, wow, I've never seen that kind of music ever performed live like that, you know. And it really never had been done. Mm. I mean, even Les Baxter's music, it wasn't meant to be played live. This was studio stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to coax Bob out and play this stuff live with a band like the Waitiki 7 is just, it's magical.
Yeah, hard, you know, not easy music to play. And like I said, you know, not easy to play live on the stage. Jeff, thanks so much for your time tonight to talk about your friend, Robert Drasnan. Thank you.
Thank you, Coop. I appreciate it.
Here's Robert Drasnan now from Voodoo 2, 2007. Kalula Mist on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation's Coop Cooper.
And anyway, our sort don't carry guns. We use this to get what we want.
And I assume you have got what you want.
The Cocktail Nation, broadcasting online.
Destination with Jackie Gleason and My Devotion. You know, My Devotion is living an authentic vintage lifestyle, which I think today is a lot harder than it was when I first started hanging out in the rockabilly scene in the late 1980s. I've put together this blog, this story, on my website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to check that out. But this is a bit of a summary of it. You know, back then, it was easy to avoid technology. It was easy to be separate from the mainstream society. When I was hanging out with the Rockabilly Cats in Australia and overseas, it was pretty easy. Technology was not as pervasive as it is today. Back then, if a buddy pulled out a cell phone or admitted to us that he enjoyed gaming, we'd probably rib him for the next year. It was a time when my rotary phone was all I needed. A touch phone wasn't needed to get through to a business because you actually spoke to an operator. And then it all changed, and I do remember the day when I had to buy a phone with a keypad, which I kept in a drawer for when I needed to make such phone calls, because clearly, living a vintage lifestyle, I kind of didn't want that modern technology out there. Plus, my buddies might rib me if they see it. It felt like an end of an era. I guess it was kind of because phone banking came into being, and then 10 years later, I'd be logging onto the internet to pay bills and make reservations and things like that, but the world was moving faster and faster. Before too long, you needed to keep up with technology or fall behind in your job. The purity of the vintage life would never be the same again. Today, you have to make a conscious decision to live a vintage life to get that buzz, the traditional that is so lacking today. And the question is, how do you do it? Well, here's a few suggestions. Just to get you started, embrace vinyl. Put away the phone when you go for a walk. Make a concerted effort to live a life that is not distracted by the eternal buzzing of devices. It's about taking a drive in your classic car and smelling the fumes and hearing the engine roar. It's about reading a paperback book and letting your mind wander and encouraging that internal dialogue. Don't just pull out your phone when you're bored. Just gaze into the wide open spaces and let your mind take control. Listen to the music. Play some music. Go watch a film, a classic film at your local art house. Break away from the beeps, and they will set you free. And soon, very soon you will crave that vintage buzz as opposed to electronic buzz. Let me know how you go on that one. Email thecocktailnation at gmail.com and get in contact with us via the social media pages that we've got. This is Jimmy Psycho from his upcoming album. This is called Moon Dance on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation. sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of Cat and Kerr, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. Sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. Now I'm all there, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. In love again.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, I've never seen it before.
Book 'em.
I just run this place a week ago.
Book 'em.
Oh, you guys must have planned this. You're trying to frame me.
Book 'em! Book 'em for receiving, pushing, and possession. And if we get lucky, maybe murder.
Who finked on me?
Harry, in your lousy business, your best friends are your worst enemies, and we found a friend. Book 'em, Denham.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, lounge leader, all thanks to ultraswank.net. Follow us on social media by heading over to the Twitter account that we set up. The handle is simply Cocktail Nation, all one word. Check it out today. Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswang.net with Gene Rains there and Mapuana. Now, the end of Mad Men, I believe, has aired in the United States. I am just catching up to the last episodes here in Australia, so whatever you do, do not message me with any spoilers, please. I am resisting reading any news about Mad Men at all. I've been getting it sent via the iTunes and then playing on via Apple TV. And we're like, at least this time in Australia, we're often a little bit behind when it comes to receiving American TV shows. I'm like about one episode behind everybody. So it's been very, very frustrating. But please, whatever you do, do not send me any spoilers. Let's take a look at the World of Swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Coming up, June 25, Oana Luau at the Lake. June 29, Django Reinhardt Festival in New York City at Birdland. Tiki Con coming up July 10, the Red Line Hotel at the Key in Vancouver, Washington. Tiki Oasis for August 13. The Twinwood Vintage Festival in Clapham, UK. That's scheduled for August 29. And September 19, it's the Marilyn Monroe Festival in Sydney. A couple of the big events, but I do put up some smaller events up on the website as well, and some current events too. So if it's something I'm not mentioning this week, it's because it's rapidly approaching and we'll probably date the show. But if you want to get it up live on the website, and we'll also share it around the social media. If you've got a show, let me know. All you have to do, very, very simple, is email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. That simple. Here's King Greaves now, and I Wished on the Moon on the Cocktail Nation.
Every night was long and gloomy. Shadows gathered in the air. No one ever listened to me. No one wondered, did I care? None in all the world to love me. None to count the stars that hung. Then the moon came out above me, and I saw that it was young. I wished on the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. On the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. Wished on the moon for you.
The Cocktail Nation.
Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper and Roger Davidson and trio Celia. Well, next week on the show, we will play some classic comedy. I've got some great comedy from Mel Brooks to play for you next week with Carl Reiner. So we'll catch up on that show that we did plan to put this week. But of course, last week, the passing of Robert Trass, and so we decided to shuffle things around a little bit this week. Going to leave you with Stolen Idols now and Sao Paulo 64. Stay here.